English has one useful word and two evasions. Stock carries most of the weight. Broth hovers near it as a near synonym. And the third word, fond, usually arrives in English only as the brown crust stuck to the bottom of a sauté pan. In French, fond is the foundation of the entire sauce kitchen, and the language refuses to confuse it with anything else. Once you see the distinctions the French language enforces, the logic of classical sauce making stops looking baroque and starts looking like simple bookkeeping. The first split is fond blanc against fond brun, white stock against brown stock. A fond blanc is made by simmering raw bones, often veal or poultry, in cold water with aromatics. Nothing is roasted, nothing is browned. The liquid stays pale, the flavor stays clean, and the result is a neutral base that takes the color and character of whatever you build on it. A fond brun begins differently. The bones are roasted in a hot oven, often with mirepoix and a smear of tomato paste, until everything has gone deeply mahogany. That roasting step is not cosmetic. It runs the Maillard reaction, the same browning chemistry that gives crust to bread, across the entire bone surface, producing hundreds of aromatic compounds, pyrazines, furans, melanoidins that dissolve into the water during the long simmer. The pale stock and the brown stock are not the same liquid at different settings. They are different liquids used for different purposes, and the recipes that call for one will not behave correctly with the other. Below stock sits bouillon, broth, in the strict sense. A bouillon is shorter, meat-based, lighter. 90 minutes of simmering on a chicken carcass with vegetables yields a clear, fragrant liquid meant to be drunk as soup or used as a quick poaching medium. There is no gelatin extraction worth speaking of, because the bones never got the hours they needed. Bouillon and fond are not interchangeable. If you reduce a bouillon hoping to coat a spoon, it will simply concentrate into salty water. The structural protein is not in it. The discipline of separating the words protects you from this exact mistake. See the quiet difference between stock and broth for the underlying collagen argument that explains why the distinction is not vocabulary pedantry. Above stock sits the territory where the French kitchen has done its strangest and most patient work. Reduction. A fond brun simmered for 8 to 12 hours, then strained, then reduced by 3/4, becomes demi-glace, half-glaze, the workhorse base of the classical sauce repertoire. Reduce it further, to roughly 1/16th of the original volume, and you arrive at glace de viande. Meat glaze, a near-black syrupy concentrate, so intense that a teaspoon dropped into a pan sauce can finish it. Both of these names refer to the same liquid at different stages of evaporation. And both rely on the same hidden fact. The gelatin dissolved during the long simmer is what gives the reduction its body. Without that gelatin, reduction produces a syrup that is merely salty and aromatic, not glossy. The body is the proof that the stock was a stock. For why concentration works as it does, how reduction concentrates flavor, covers the mechanism. This is where fond and roux intersect, and where the classical mother sauces stop being a list to memorize. A sauce espagnole, one of Auguste Escoffier's four mother sauces in Le Guide Culinaire, 1903, is not a single thing invented from scratch. It is fond brun, thickened with a brown roux, and deepened with tomato. That is the whole formula. Sauce velouté is fond blanc, with a blonde roux. The mother sauces are not magic. They are the small set of combinations you can make when you have one of each kind of fond on hand, and you know how to cook flour and fat. Escoffier's contribution was less the recipes themselves than the codification of the hierarchy. Fond below, mother sauce above, small sauces above that. Once the foundation has a name, everything built on top of it can be named too. The time investment is the part that makes most cooks flinch. A proper fond brun will simmer for 8 to 12 hours. A fond blanc asks for 6 to 8. A chicken bouillon finishes in 90 minutes. That is not interchangeable labor. The long stocks are an overnight commitment and a half day of skimming, and they are why the brigade kitchen exists in the form it does. Fond is the kind of work that needs a dedicated station and a cook who is paid to watch a pot. The home cook can do it. It just costs a Saturday. There are several views on whether the full hierarchy still earns its keep. Modern restaurant kitchens often skip fond brun entirely in favor of cheats. Jus set with agar, glace de viande, reconstituted from commercial concentrates, pressure cooker stocks that compress 12 hours into 3. The case for cheating is real. Labor is expensive, freezer space is finite, and a competent agar gel can mimic the mouthfeel of a properly reduced stock closely enough to fool most diners. Daniel Gritzer, writing for Serious Eats, has argued the pressure cooker now produces stock indistinguishable from the classical method in blind tasting. My view is narrower. The cheats work when they work, they fail in the same place every time, which is the moment a sauce needs to do two things at once, coat a spoon and carry flavor. And only one is present. Knowing the difference between fond blanc, fond brun, bouillon, demi-glace and glace de viande is what separates a sauce that works from a sauce that hides. The vocabulary is the bookkeeping. The bookkeeping is what lets you find the mistake when the dish on the plate is not quite right.